In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The psalmist says, "My soul hath longed to desire thy judgments at all times." This is the fourth verse in the third octave, all beginning with the letter gimel or camel. So it's all about spiritual struggle and endurance, since a camel has great endurance. Now, when he says, "my soul," we have to understand that soul also is translated life. So he is speaking of the totality of his being, not just the soul, but his entire life, his body and his soul, everything which comprises him being a human being, everything. Not a portion, but everything. And then when he says, "hath longed to desire," this can be taken in two ways. One is as an idiom saying greatly desire, hath longed to desire, meaning really greatly desire, like a superlative. But another way to take it, and which the fathers have done, but and I think a better way, is to desire to desire. Hath longed to desire. The psalmist, David, is admitting to God something that we should admit to God also. We don't desire as we should. Our desire is incomplete. It's not total. It's not completely selling out. It's partial. And we should long to desire. Now perhaps you need to even desire to desire to desire. If you do, then pray for this and work towards it. We should desire God above all things. And the first desire that must happen in order to desire God above all things is to desire to desire, to long to desire. When I hear this, when I read it, and as I've told you, I read this psalm quite often, and I think you should too. It's read every single weekday in the church. I feel myself to be a liar. Oh, it's true that I do desire to desire, but that longing, sometimes I'm not longing to desire. Sometimes I'm distracted by worldly things. Sometimes my sins overwhelm me. Sometimes I'm lazy. So I feel like a liar. And I think the words of the psalm that we say in preparation for communion are true. All men are liars. I said in my ecstasy, all men are liars. But also when I read this verse, I think of St. John Chrysostom's prayer of the 24 hours, my favorite prayer of all the morning and evening prayers, in which he begs the Lord, "O Lord, deliver me from all ignorance, forgetfulness, faint-heartedness, and stony insensibility." That's what I think the problem is. We have stony insensibility, which is causes ignorance and forgetfulness and faint-heartedness. They all kind of feed into one another. So this prayer for me is really the Lord, I'm begging the Lord, and you should too, to enlighten us, to enlighten you. There's so much that we don't know about the Lord because we don't really look or care to look. We don't struggle hard enough to look. So we are confessing to the Lord, "I don't try hard enough, but I want to try harder." That's what this verse is saying. Now, Christianity is basically the reshaping of our desires. So this is a very Christian verse, because Christianity is the soul gradually ascending and getting more perfect. And if we are more perfect, we will desire God more perfectly. So Christianity is the reshaping of our desires. We can have some part in the reshaping of our desires, but God must be the one who is causing the increase, to use St. Paul's words in a slightly different context. We should certainly be, to use his words again sort of metaphorically, we should be watering with our prayer and our fasting and our coming to the services and our struggling to forgive our brother and our focusing on spiritual things, but God will be the one that causes the growth. Now, when the psalmist David says, I've longed to desire thy judgments at all times, this is not a desire to know the things that God has commanded. This is a Western view of the judgments of God. The proper view of the judgments of God is that they are a revelation of who God is. Because we are born to know who He is. Not to know what He tells us, but to know who He is. Now, we will come to know who He is through obeying the things that He tells us. But that's not the point of our life. We were not born to follow God's commandments. We were born to know God, and following His commandments will assist us in knowing Him. Of course, knowing Him is only possible through Him revealing Himself to us, and the soul that is holy will understand God more. And the more holy the soul is, the more the soul desires God, the more God will reveal Himself to him. So the judgments of God are His ways, His nature, not His commandments. I've never understood how Western theology is more hung up on the things that God commands and talks about you do these things or don't do these things and you'll be in hell. God created us to know Him, not to obey Him, to know Him. If He wanted us just to obey Him, He could have created robots. He created us with free will to know Him. Now, certainly, I suppose if a little bit of this homily was taken out of context, somebody would charge me with heresy. Of course we are to obey God. But the primary purpose of God's creation for us is out of love to reveal Himself to us. This is what the psalmist is begging the Lord to show him. And the psalmist is saying, and you should be too, Lord, I don't try hard enough. I don't desire enough. I get all caught up in other stuff, in my pride, in my laziness, in my bad habits, and everything else, and I don't desire like I should. And I want to, because I want to know Thee. Now David ends by saying, He longs to desire the judgments of God at all times. And when I hear this, especially as I get older, the funny thing is, as I get older, I'm more consistent, not less. But as I get older, I realize how temporal everything is and how we wax and we wane. We have good days, we have bad days. Perhaps sometimes we have good months and bad months, or even good years and bad years. Perhaps we're locked in some sort of bad way of thinking or bad behavior for quite some period of time. We're not desiring the Lord's judgments at all times. We're just up and down like the weather, like the wind. So we should be praying with all fervor that we would desire God's judgments at all times, not just occasionally. Now, this is where I could give you the list of things that you could do. I've talked about them many, many times. And those things are all good to do. But primarily, here's what you should do. Here's what we need to do. We need to feel deeply the tragedy that we don't desire the Lord's judgments fully at all times. That should be a tragedy that we're aware of. We should feel a hole in our heart that we don't desire the Lord as we should. We should feel there is something seriously lacking in us. And that should be the most important thing upon our rising and the most important thing upon our retiring. If we feel that way, then all these things that I often mention to you as sort of a laundry list, you'll be doing, and more so besides. The Lord's creative. There might be things that you do that no one else does. May God help us to have longing for Him. It comes only by His grace, but it will not come without our effort. Even if your effort's poor, let your desire be great. Maybe you're not very competent. That doesn't matter. It really doesn't. What matters is, do you want to desire the Lord's commandments and his judgments? If you do, God will reveal them to you. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.